And this is updated lease for the Duckworth people.
I texted him at 12:30, I'm calling him back.
He's not answering?
No. Probably left his phone somewhere.
Or is between Gold Beach and here?
Yeah. All right, Richard, you can start the meeting whenever you're ready.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. This is a meeting on Port of Brooklyn Charter Commission. This is a supplemental budget hearing meeting on Wednesday, June 21st of 2023. We begin with roll call.
Before we get started with roll call, how do you want to address Mr. Range?
Well, because it's not on any agendas, why don't we just put it on the next regular meeting?
So we'll just consider it absent for now? Okay.
Thank you, Chairman.
I'd rather have that noticed so that it's out there and we can, I guess we have to formally accept it, you know, those kind of things, so.
Yeah, we'll just consider it absent and I'll bring the whole package of what the process is going to be to our next meeting. I got to put it together too, I don't know all of it, so we'll just consider it absent for now.
Okay.
Larry?
Here.
Sharon?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Joe and Ken are absent.
Okay, are there any modifications, additions, or changes to this agenda?
No.
No. Anybody declare a potential conflict of interest?
No.
Nope. Okay. Take a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda as in front of us.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion in second. Danielle?
Larry?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. There are no public comment forms in front of me?
I did not receive any public comments.
Okay, that moves us to a presentation of supplemental budget. April and Travis.
Okay. So a lot of it are pretty well minor changes, for the exception of our FEMA project, which we did not spend nearly as much money as we anticipated. We anticipated the 3.5 million, I think we spent 211,000. But I guess first off, you guys had a chance to go over it. Do you guys have any questions off the bat? No.
No,
very good. Relatively close, you know, our FEMA came out. We didn't spend as much money there. We had a property sale that got deposited into our reserve fund. And those were our major changes. Everything else that we have here is just cleaning up from what our projections were from July to what they are going to be finishing out with the last month here. I guess this was based upon about a month and a half. Do you guys want to go through the whole thing? You guys have any, I mean, I can go through every single one of these line items, but overall with the FEMA and the property sale, I mean, our budget landed pretty well spot on. I mean, it was very little overall changes. I think it was about $380,000. So throughout all of our budgets, throughout everything, we come up less $380,000, most of which is because of, you know, the RV park was closed for a long time. That's a lot of money. And then the crab season this year was not what it was last year. We didn't have nearly the boats coming and going. So other than that, our fuel predictions were pretty good. Retail was spot on. It changed just a little bit because of really just losing the motorcycle shop. It was around 10 or 11, 13,000, I think is what it was. Different than we projected. So other than those two major items right there, that's about it. Our utilities were down, I guess that was a big one, down 100, we spent $104,000 less than we expected, which also rolls over to garbage at the RV park, utilities at the RV park, not having as many boats here during crab season, electric bills, garbage bills. Garbage, I think, contributed to a lot of it because we didn't have any leftover abandoned boats in the boatyard that we were smashing that were at our cost. We didn't have a lot of big demolition type projects that usually drives our garbage bill pretty high.
We're pretty well caught up on that boat issue.
Huh? Yeah, we're doing a really, really good job. The office staff is staying on top of, you know, when mortgages are coming up, insurances, doing our seaworthy inspections has helped a lot, picking a couple boats out and really, you know, giving the boat owners obviously plenty of time to go through it, but letting the decision be theirs.
Right.
Are you guys, I mean, you got to fix it or you got to take it out of here or you got to smash it. And I've had two boats that have just said, we're done, just haul it out, I'll pay for it. They just take the title up to CTR, they smash their own boat, they just pay us to do it. So it's helped a lot just being on top of that a little bit and trying to shove those costs onto somebody else, which where they should be. Okay, well, made that really easy.
You know me, I got to talk.
Yep.
So, because I like to make sure we have stuff on the record. So, for the record, I would say, you know, people are concerned, well, why are you doing a supplemental budget? But the good one, the first one good enough, and the answer is supplemental budgets are how you make sure you get everything straight. That's how we keep the record straight. I will compliment you both on the budget. It's easy to read. Makes sense. Very straightforward, and I'm also very happy that it is in the format that it is because we can figure out what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's a great thing.
Thank you.
So for the record, this is a common thing at the end of the fiscal year to clean up, so it's nothing unusual. It happens every year, or it should, to make sure that you see what your actual is versus what you guessed at the beginning. So good job.
Thank you.
Good job, yes.
Thank you.
And we put your sample motion on the front page,
okay.
Adopting the resolution for our supplemental budget.
Okay, I'll make that motion. Motion to approve the proposed resolution number, that one, right?
Number 2023-04,
adopting the first supplemental budget for the Port of Brookings Harbor 2022 to 2023 fiscal year.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Danielle? Larry?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, so nothing further. We will adjourn until 2 p.m.
Goodbye.
I had to talk a little longer to drag it past 5 minutes.
Right.